Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Upthird Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, May 15th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices for July corn up 5¾ cents at 592. July wheat up 18 cents at 653. And July beans up 14½ cents at 1404½. Additionally, July Kansas City wheat was up 27¼ cents, making new highs for the year at 904¼. We did sell 100,000 metric tons of old crop meal to Poland. That was a little bit of a surprise out here. The weather, you know, remains not bad, but not great. We're dry in a lot of areas. We've had some rains around the Midwest the last 2 days, but we look to be drying out a bit. Temperatures aren't too hot, but a little bit too dry. There's very limited rain for the corn crop, the Serafina crop in Brazil. That's been dry, and it looks like it's staying dry there. We did not see any export deal culminated over the weekend between Russia and Ukraine. It looks like the Vatican tried to get involved. It looked like the UN tried to get involved. But for the best we can tell, there's no agreement in sight out here. The agreement ends on Thursday. I have no reason to believe that it's going to be extended. But who knows with Putin? There could be a last-minute deal out here. We've got the reports out of the way now. They're obviously pretty bearish for corn and for beans, though we're coming back here today in corn and beans, mainly because of the wheat. The wheat was pretty friendly, particularly for the hard red wheat. That will be the leader out here for sure. The other thing we have to watch is the economy. The closer we get to the next 2 weeks to June 1st, when we could see the debt ceiling hit, you know, what's Congress going to do? It looks like the president and the speaker of the House are far apart on any kind of potential deal out here. Maybe there were a few concessions made over the weekend, but it doesn't look like for the moment anything's going to get done. It would be a serious mistake, in my opinion, on both sides of the aisle if they don't get something done here. We can't afford to let a budget crisis. We can't have people who are on Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, lose benefits out here. We've got to pay our American armed forces around the world. We have to pay government workers. So not to do so and get something done out here would be a big mistake, in my opinion. So we have to keep an eye on that. I think the stock market will be a good barometer of what's happening there. But overall, I think the pros are going to be looking to sell new crop corn and beans on the rallies out here. Old crop, I still think, has a pretty good chance. The bean number is still tight for old crop. So, you know, I wouldn't want to be short July or Sep corn. I wouldn't want to be short July or Sep wheat or July or August beans out here. So we'll see where we go. But, you know, like I said, I think the pros will be looking to sell new crop corn and beans on a rally. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.